This is a long intro. Welcome, sports fans, to episode 55 of the Gentlemen of Valiant Leisure.
Is it episode 55?
Or 54?
I don't know. I think it's 55.
I think you're right. Oh, we've got a big bottle of Roche as our guest.
Holy cow.
Now, I brought a rather large phallic symbol to the meeting.
Yeah.
That's right. So you're running the meeting? Just is that what that means?
Yeah, if you got the biggest bottle, you're in charge.
I had one beer, very slow.
I'm Fred, and this is Jason.
That's right. We're with the White Rock Whiskey Society. Give yourselves a round of applause, White Rock Whiskey Society.
I didn't realize they'd be this drunk so soon.
I know. Well, you know, it took a while to set up the microphone.
We've been here for 5 hours.
Oh.
Doesn't need a license.
We were a little late. They create a lot of noise. We're going to save that for our audience later on. We'll record that little clip.
Yeah, we came last year, and they were kind enough to have us back. Plus, we're kind of honorary members. We used to be full-fledged members, and then we stopped paying the dues, and so now we're only sort of fly-by-night members.
Yes, yeah, fly-by-night.
Freeloaders.
Freeloaders, I guess.
Exemption.
One man's freeloader is another man's bum.
That's right. Whatever you paid for this podcast. What? What did you say? God.
So you listen later.
All right. But they're gonna. What they do once a year is that they finish off all the heels of fantastic scotches, whiskeys, bourbons,
ooh,
and the occasional gigantic 1.5 liter bottle of Grolsch.
Bragging against 1.5 liter bottle.
Normally we've got a lot more people, so these guys got a lot of work ahead of them.
That's right. But we thought, on a recent episode, we were talking about whiskey cocktails, and we thought, what would whiskey drinkers think of these whiskey cocktails? Was that the premise?
Yeah, they didn't like it last time. It was sort of 50-50.
As I recall last time...
Shattuck and smoke.
It was grapefruit and whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We forgot the soda at the end.
Yes. That's right.
Somebody's been listening to episodes.
Yeah.
My wife just pointed that out recently, too. She's just heard that one. She said, oh, you forgot an ingredient. So you shut up.
We often
I said it in my head.
But that did it taste better after the other ingredient?
I think it did. It mellowed it out a little bit.
Yeah, it balanced.
Because
I thought it sort of went in like people were like, oh, this is really good. And then somebody, all you need is one person that says, yeah, but, and then everybody says, yeah, you know, you're right, this is no good.
It might have been me. I'm a
self-destructive
naysayer. I'm a poo-pooer. I like to poo-poo.
Poo-poo partridge, they call it.
So what are we doing? What are we going to do? Well, we got two.
All right, what do you want to do first?
Well, let's do the easy one first.
Is that the rusty nail?
Yeah. So the rusty nail is it's in this book. Because despite the fact that it's really easy, I like to have the recipe in front of me.
So we can compare.
So write this down. It's very complicated. 2 ounces of good smoky scotch.
I don't think we have any scotch.
Yeah. Wrong crowd. And 1 ounce of Drambuie.
Right. Did you bring Drambuie?
I did.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, this time. Let's not forget that ingredient. Otherwise, it's just a good smoky scotch, and that would be horrible.
No, we didn't bring a good smoky scotch because we didn't want to drink the good smoky scotch.
I think we should.
No, I brought out good smoky scotch.
You brought out good smoky scotch?
No, I got cheap scotch and lit it by put a fire by it.
Was that yours, the Lafrogue?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, because I looked at what I brought from Uli's and went, there's no smoky scotch here. I can't bring this out in front of John Trickett.
Well, dear. Well, I mean, we're perfectly happy to make it with a Lafroig. Or whatever.
Ardbeg.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Or
Talisker.
Or a little one of each.
Later. We'll mix them together, make our own blend. Is that what you're saying?
7-Eleven style.
Yeah.
No. Because we wondered. The recipe's so simple. It's an ounce of scotch to a half ounce of whatever else, or 3 ounces to 1 ounce and a half.
Yeah.
Half
to 2 to 1.
So you can go keg size or not.
Yeah, but we thought, what would happen if you made it with a famous grouse? What would happen if you made it with
Lafroig? How does it change?
That's right. But if it actually calls for a smoky one in your book.
No, it's not my book.
You bought it.
It's true. I do own it.
I
didn't write it. This is
wrote it.
Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails. Well, it says on masking tape by Fred Partridge, so it must be true.
Is it Forgotten Cocktails or Forgotten Ingredients?
Forgotten Ingredients and Cocktails. Forgotten cocktail ingredients. Is, I had a lot of discussion with the publisher on exactly what the phrasing should be.
He was trying to market two books. Yes. You had to get the second one that had the lost ingredients. And only by cross-referencing could you actually make the drink.
Yeah, clever. Clever. No,
I think you should all be sitting in that car out there drinking Rusty Nails.
Well, we may. It could happen. It's it's on the night is young.
I mean, look, we made it to the next block. We should see if we can all fit in. But I mean, look at us. Of course we can all fit in.
Of course we can.
There's the back there.
We need like five more midgets.
I've had nine. I had nine people in it when I was younger.
That didn't go on.
No?
Okay. Nobody knows. We disguise your voice.
You sound like this.
Yeah.
You sound like Darth Vader?
Yep.
Garth Vader.
Yeah.
And Jason's talking, Brian.
And Jason will sound like Jar Jar Binks. So. Uh-oh.
Say it three times.
So, do you want to do that then?
Well, sure, if there's loaf.
Do you want to
I'm closest to the whiskey.
Are you?
We're not ready yet.
Do you know what it looks like?
You do whiskey.
On the table then? Yeah.
Pick any bottle. Any bottle.
Yeah, well, let's... Hey, don't stop on my account. You guys
we'll talk about how gross
this is. The one you're authorizing? Yeah. That or the art bag?
What do you want to do?
That's going to be boozy. Is that fairly boozy?
This is 48%.
It's not cask.
Oh, 46. That's
had some. It's very good.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Or do you want to use art bag?
It's very good.
No, I'm saving that for.
You've got that in your hand.
Which is
that?
Right. Known to be off once in a while.
That's going to be your. Yes.
Unfortunately, not the
This
is true.
Yeah.
This will be interesting to compare.
Do you want to go with the smoke first? Because that's going to definitely taint your palate.
Oh, look at the professional here, Mr. Taint.
Justin
Taint Man.
So let's go. So we'll go with the famous grouse first.
Okay.
So there's six of us. We want to do half to one. Three.
That's a new way.
Three, just 3 ounces. Only that.
That'll be October's.
You can just.
That's one.
You can see what's
that's one drink.
And we're going to share it out to everybody.
Yeah, everybody's going to get a half ounce or so.
So we'll put three of this in.
Actually, just.
Yeah, let's actually. We'll go three. Well, three, one and a half.
Okay. Sunny ways, my friend. Sunny ways. Oh, you're picking up the tap, Justin. All right.
Three.
Yeah, one and a half of good old Drambuie. We talked about Drambuie in the last one.
Yeah, so we don't have to fill in anybody on Drambuie.
Yeah, you saw
everybody knows it's a Scotch liqueur.
And everybody listens to it in order.
Well, you know, yeah, we insisted. I came from Seattle. So
they should listen to it in order. Yes.
My wife listens to it in reverse order.
Your whole 4.5 person audience.
Yes. I listen to it.
I only listen to half of it.
Yeah. I listen to every third one.
Yeah, all the problems.
That's not a bad idea.
Pictures on Instagram. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that'll make Dave very happy. All right, so here's the experiment.
Okay.
We're doing one Rusty Nail using the famous grouse and the Drambuie. Then we're going to do another one with the Lefroy.
Are we lottering off?
And then we're
going to
decide who can tell it.
No, we're splitting it up because we have a table full of drinks in the back there.
I thought maybe I have to wrestle.
Well, it is your place. I mean, if that's the rule you want to set down, it's going
to
be.
He wants to wrestle somebody. You want to start handing those out?
Rules I sure do.
I hear stories of Jason ferociously shaking.
You young lady?
Yeah.
It's like his arms are going to come off.
I know, exactly. I almost jumped up there.
Somebody's got sort of changed.
Well, that's quite athlete.
What's mixed with this one?
So this is the famous grouse and Drambuie. This is a straight up Rusty Nail.
There's
nothing for you and me.
Oh, so nails are rusty. Is that some of it?
That's some of it.
I'll just have a taste.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the Drambuie is going to have the Drambuie is going to be all over it.
Yeah, oh, of course, yeah, that thing's huge.
You're not selling it.
Sometimes if you drink, but also just inhale at the same time, it'll spatter in the back of your throat and you'll.
But
cough.
The alcohol goes into your body much quicker if you.
This is good.
Put it in through your lungs.
What did you do Tuesday night?
So the Rusty Nail.
I haven't had my bottle of Drambuie.
Normally, I would just. Time. Where did it come from?
No, you can't.
I don't know.
We did that in the last episode. I could bring it up.
Yeah, we also had a non-explanation in the episode we did it in. but it's an old recipe.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody really knows. I think it's from the 30s, right?
I think they figured it was from the 30s. And it seems to me that it should be just served over a great big ice cube.
Yeah.
And sit in a great big easy chair with dim lighting. Ooh. Maybe a cigar or a pipe.
With a velvet robe. Yeah.
It could, yes. You might get your ass caught in the chair if you're not... Yeah.
If it's wicker.
The velvet robe.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get up. My ass caught in the chair.
Yeah, no. Stay away from the wicker chairs if you've got an ascot.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Oh, look, he brings his chair with him.
Yeah.
Where is Drambuie from?
Is it French? No, it's Scottish.
Well, here's the thing. It's Scottish.
It was Glavin.
It's
like Glavin.
They used to make
it's
like
Glavin without the G.
They used to make it with cognac, but they switched to making it from whiskey in about 1870.
Yeah.
Because it's made from a closely guarded recipe since 1745.
Yes. But they changed the recipe in the
19th. From France?
No. They were using a fine Scottish cognac.
I think
which is a bad idea.
I think they were using the French
Brandy.
Cognac, and then they couldn't get French cognac.
No, but they said.
The war.
There's been some misunderstanding.
The World Cup.
The Scottish aligned with the French against the English.
Charles Edward.
I can see that.
Did you RSVP?
No. Oh,
Sorry. Did you bring some form of booze?
I thought you gave the wrong address. How you doing, young man?
So, have you got extras of these, or is this all we got?
Yep, we got another six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And then the extras of those?
Well, they'll have to. They should hold on to them.
Yeah, and that's, but should I get everybody's back, and we'll make the second Rusty Nails?
Yeah.
Or when you're ready to pour, should we go one at a time?
Yeah, you have to hold the book.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't want Brian.
Oh, you're good.
No. Of course you don't want Brian's. Yeah, you're right.
Good.
Hang on to it there.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good evening, whiskey drinkers from around the neighborhood and around the world.
Is this... What did you say the ratio was?
It's 2-1. So it's 2 whiskey to 1 Drambuie.
Wow. And yet it's still very...
It's still very Drambuie-y.
Yes. So that's why it'll be interesting to see how it fights the smoky one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's hope it does something to it.
The battle of the century.
It's like WWE, right?
Should I dump this out?
Whiskey fights.
I got nothing to dump it into.
Yeah.
We use yours.
Sweet Boozy.
Well, rename
hands out, Sweet Boozy.
Karina.
All right.
The Rusty Karina.
Sweet and Boozy.
Probably we're using our real names.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Rusty Colin.
Sorry. So we'll do more this time. So we'll do 4 and 2.
It's old gov. Okay. Kitimat.
All right. So here comes. Oh, that's right. We're hitting the Laphroaig.
Boom.
Ryan, do you want to try this with the Drambuie?
Sure.
Is that how that goes?
Laphroaig with the famous gross.
Yep. All
right.
It's a rusty nail with the famous gross.
So you hope you had a tetanus shot before you came.
Exactly.
Thought I was just having a tetanus shot.
All
that's
right.
That's quite nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, so it's sort of like the... If you want to introduce your kid to whiskey,
I'm
some people it's too late. It's already happened.
You think it's a little too sweet?
So the Rusty Nail is more appropriate for like an 8-year-old, maybe.
It's a Halloween drink.
Springboard. Yeah, exactly.
But I wonder if like, the famous grouse is too sweet for it. Maybe the famous grouse is too light-bodied for it. I knew there was a problem with this as soon as I picked it up.
You're making rusty nails out of all kinds of different...
Sure.
Well, the recipe says smoky scotch. But they bought the famous grouse for it. Realizing
how are we going to get everybody's glasses back?
Get them.
Okay. That's
against so we've switched
David's
to the
first take.
I was doing 3/4 ounce pours. That's why we ran out.
Okay.
Like
that's okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have you? All right. Here's Collins.
All right.
I keep saying I gotta come and get my
this is way.
I do have a
chemistry
degree.
This is way too
efficient. Oh, yeah.
Measuring out how much everybody gets poured.
well, it's a cocktail.
You've got about 4 bottles of scotch to work your way through. You don't want to get drunk on this stuff.
Okay.
Per person. There's another one incoming. That's Dr. Harding. I believe he's called up.
Not over the computer.
It's an old computer.
Okay, now.
It's just my excuse to buy a new
now
one.
Now you got something?
Well, then.
Ooh, yes. Want one?
Sure.
I do want one.
Yes, you can smell the smoke coming through that now.
Is it an extra one for me?
It was a bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they make old fashions or something?
Well, she made her
I guess
own
that's yours.
Style,
oh.
Right?
There's an extra glass of floating around now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can smell it from here.
Yeah, no, that
I was there for one of
that changes all the rules.
I can look it off the computer, too.
Look at that. Wow. Make that thing a difference, but it's nose-wise, it's totally overpowered.
It's not that much pressure.
Not as much.
So what's the ratio?
On the palate.
It's 2-1. Two whiskey to one Durham Mule.
I think I got my smoky scotches. This is quite nice.
But you see, the Drambuie's got something to fight against.
Yeah. Yeah. So Colin thinks it's still a Drambuie too much, you think, for your palate? But would you still put some in, or would you just rather drink straight scotch?
I think I would go with the Famous Grouse and a little less Drambuie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
I mean, that's wrong. But,
no. I know.
But I appreciate your input.
It's okay to be wrong.
Smokiness takes away the sugar.
Yeah, smokiness
depends on which cherry you're
sitting.
Exactly right. Yeah, they're like a Manhattan. So, I mean, yeah, there's no rules. Like, these guys don't.
It's a cider. Oh, it's a cider. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't try it.
Yep. Like sort of like a Negroni.
Try it. It's not that sweet.
Yeah. 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 It's so simple, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That's a good point. It does call up for a little bit of oil from a citrus peel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We've got some lemon.
What did you do on Tuesday night?
It's Irish.
Does that mean we have to do another mix?
It might.
This is the bite, and that's the water.
We can give you a little.
Because some of the recipes do call for putting Angostura bitters, a little shot of Angostura in there, but
right.
That's
really?
Not going to give you the citrusy. But that,
I have Angostura.
It just tastes like a smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That's the drink.
Got a little
here.
Yeah. Would it be too much to put a dash of Angostura just in this? Probably too much. Work.
Not if you were really careful on the drops.
Yeah, like
well,
full half dash.
How about if you were really careful with the drops?
Sure.
You're more careful than
just the
hands
of
service.
Yeah.
All we're doing
is try it.
Whoops.
You might have to have mine.
Yeah, we sometimes forget the garnish, but it really makes a difference.
Actually, it's probably okay because it's not even a dash. I mean, a dash is a great big.
Yeah, that's
little, yeah,
it's like
over top of the glass with the oil on the side.
It's like you're starting to get an oily.
It seems like there's going to be a test tube baby for a minute.
We could call it that. We could call it a test tube baby.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I personally just say this is the reason we have a whiskey club. Like,
now that's
like
changed
it, you know,
everything. That's changed it all again.
Did you put citrus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's unique.
The citrus.
Yeah, that.
Oh, you put
I got some buddies back in Ontario,
yes.
Back east, and they go,
that
"You're in
a whiskey."
I go, "Oh yeah."
That's,
like, especially people in Toronto, right?
Nice.
They go. You're in
with the citrus?
Yep. It doesn't take much. A little bit of water. Bitter? That's the Angostura.
Is everybody?
Just that one drop?
Yeah. Just a drop for a glass that size.
It's one of those.
I mean, you do it.
It's
a whole drink. You do a shot. But.
You know, John does a lot of work with
taste,
the,
taste that
you notice she's actually passing it around.
Yeah,
she really
is. She's smart.
Yeah, try it.
It's really good, you guys.
You have this.
Everybody should have it.
It does, doesn't it? The lemon in it just sort of...
It's just the oils from the lemon.
Are you handing out lemons now?
Yeah. Well, there's been a man.
The friend gives you lemons.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I like it more with the lemon than I do with the
chocolate.
So the traditional recipe doesn't call
that is the Drambuie with the lemon.
You can have lemon, you can have Angostura.
Yeah, that's the same one you had with just the zest of lemon.
Yeah. I think it might be a gentleman
like
variation. All I've seen
like
is either without Angostura or mentioned with the Angostura. It was just a discussion at the end of the table that brought up the...
we're talking about orange, but all we've got is a lemon, so...
Extra disturber right here.
That's right.
Professional drinker.
She's a professional drinker.
It shows. It really does.
It's the funny thing
thank
about this
you.
Is...
You're welcome. It's because her shoe's worn on the inside. You can tell that there's...
yeah.
She favors
this
is like a
gin over vodka.
You don't have quite enough LaFroy to fill
it
glass. You need to fill it up more.
You guys,
do you have any lemon?
Oh, did you make an extra one?
Well, that's left over mine, so we'll just swap and spit all over the place.
That was like...
like yeah.
It's subtle, but it's there, isn't it?
Yep. All right. We made another one. So we did the Rusty Nail, the Velvet Hammer, the Rusty Hammer, and now the this is the Dirty... This is another Rusty...
Yeah. Rusty something.
Dusty.
Dusty
nail.
Sure.
By having the lemon to it.
I'm going to dump this out because we want to do the Sazerac.
Sazerac. Oh.
Well, the guy's from New York, right?
I've learned that you pour alcohol and stuff on your lawn. It kills
He walked away. So
but you know what? It's funny.
That's right. You wonder why I've got all these little round dead patches in my lawn. Except for the fact it's recorded.
It was so funny because the guy's like, yeah, a lot of people haven't heard of tomato.
Yeah, we got to stop recording these crimes and vandalism.
I'm surprised we haven't been arrested already. I'm going to talk about stuff, and I'll be right back.
I think the reason we haven't been arrested is nobody listens to it.
In the 70s and 80s,
but it will all be used one day.
For all the big
blends. Oh, okay. But it's good to know that some people are listening. Now, have you had a Sazerac in your drinking career?
Yeah. Brian, you were in the late 40s.
Because
well, it's not recently enough that I
towering. It's a classic.
Those guys were...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you were crazy, you would actually get Sazerac rye for it. But we got CC rye. We're staying local. We're doing the 100-mile diet. We're trying to keep it light. Oh,
yeah. See, the sink is
Sazerac.
I've been there.
Like Showtime.
That's right. I really like the CC rye. It's a nice, toasty rye. And,
but wasn't that great? Some great whiskey.
Oh yeah.
Sazerac is a famous New Orleans cocktail.
Yes. For this year.
Sure.
I'm not in my thinking.
You need new dining room furniture. Don't
I like both of those.
It would be living room this.
So this is made in Walkerville, Ontario, which is near New Orleans, as far as I know.
Walkerville, Ontario, is the New Orleans of Ontario.
Unless it's New Orleans.
Yeah, there's a north-south highway. I don't know.
That's what counts. Do you need the recipe, sir?
Well, it starts with some of this.
That may end up starting off a...
don't even.
Let me check with the table.
A buddy of mine has a place up in Pollica.
So right I think on the beach. So some of them say to rinse it and then pour it out to like a martini.
Yes.
But I think that this one might actually just say quarter ounce.
This one says a teaspoon.
Of absinthe. Good luck. But we're going to make two of those.
To share out.
How many ounces in that thing?
Is it in the water?
Of booze?
Yeah.
3 ounces of rye whiskey.
Holy smokes. Yeah, we're going to make two of those.
Two lots side by side.
So we want...
Is it just a guy thing, or you've got to...
No.
It's going to be...
Half an ounce?
Couples, right?
No, myself and my girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
I kind of think...
Yeah.
We're using the taboo absinthe.
Yikes.
Wow. And, of course...
It'll be a heavy half.
So that Victoria thing...
Well, maybe you have to go a little higher on the...
Maybe you want to rinse it out.
I do.
Rinse it out with a little bit more taboo?
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to do...
When making a Sazerac, measurements are everything.
It's critical.
Unless you're on a patio doing it.
Mine will be that.
In the general din of conversation.
That ought to balance it out.
I know, in the trunk of his car.
It all depends on who's watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one's watching what you're doing.
No, but it's got to be perfect.
Scalpel and says I'm making a rusty nail.
And I need some Peychaud's.
You do. This is the secret ingredient of the drink, the Peychaud's bitters.
It's very hard to get.
You had to hunt this down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Good thing to grab earlier.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on to the next drink called the Sazerac cocktail.
Oh,
yeah. This is a classic Nolens drink.
And some simple syrup. Where did I put that?
What's that?
It's right behind
there. That's a bitters you don't get much up these here parts.
Peychaud's
bitter. We won't be bitter. We don't get that bitter.
It goes back from
somebody should be taking pictures.
Somebody should be. Colin's taking pictures. He loves our Instagram.
Does he?
I will tag you
Colin's
in my
tech,
Instagram.
Tech video
Instagram as well?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
How did I miss that?
But they don't follow me.
You're busy.
But I'm private.
Oh. Okay.
So I was private.
You have to go to request it, and I have to look and go, I don't know.
Is this just in case you need
yes. Yeah.
Anybody vegetarian on their pizza?
Nobody's.
No. How much syrup?
They have to leave.
You want vegetarian pizza?
1 teaspoon, the same amount of the absinthe.
Whatever.
Do you want vegetarian pizza, or are you good with meat?
You know what?
Okay. Sure. Well, like if you drink whiskey, you're probably not vegetarian.
Completely misconstruing who I am.
You're thinking of somebody else.
To chase it around the plate.
Right? All right.
All right, we'll need glasses back.
Oh, yeah.
The beauty of both of these drinks, too, is they were stirred, so they're not too noisy. However, every time Fred puts a bottle down on the table, I'm sure it's just everybody that will listen to this as a podcast, like, Jesus Christ, what the hell was what's the banging?
Incoming earthquake in right, White Rock.
All right, hand me a glass, sir.
I'm going to pass it this way. People want to take a pizza they might like.
Oh, well, I'll just go with the flow.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Jason. I politely didn't listen.
There you go.
What is this? Oh.
This is that's the
politely.
Right. If you politely
sounds
were.
Sounds like right. Justin in school.
I know, I told you.
This is the Sazerac. Traditionally, it would be made with Sazerac rye, but Fred's cheap.
Yeah, I am. And I like the CC rye. I can't help it.
He likes the CC rye.
No, but it's still 100% rye, right?
It is. It's 100%. It's Sazerac,
I don't think. I don't even think the Sazerac is 100% rye.
I remember in the spring, summer, grade 12, I bought my first car because I was, you know, working. You know,
sorry. No, I know.
Car.
You want to? I told you I wanted to get a new computer. And you're just trying to help.
Besides, drive the beach.
You're welcome.
Like, drive the
hey,
beach.
We got more. Want one?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway,
well, this smells holy a little crap.
So this has rye, absinthe, sugar syrup, and the Pace Shode's bitters, as opposed to an Angostura bitter. So a little different weird flavor profile coming along in here.
Yeah, yeah.
But still a big whiskey drink. Whiskey business.
She turns around right there. You know,
it smells much more cocktail-y.
Yes, this one does.
This kind of smell like...
Would you care to explain to the class why you came in through the window?
Yes. No. Yeah, though this has a lot more going on, because
well,
the Pace Shode's bitters.
Well, I couldn't
find the
door.
Did you say whiskey business?
I did say whiskey business.
There's an episode...
Can you say that?
Are you going to do your dance with some sunglasses?
We'll see how the
Sazerac
comes down.
In your whitey tighties.
That's right. Then we're going to put Fred's car in the pool.
That's right.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
All we have is a hot tub.
Oh, yeah,
who's the U-boat commander?
Sasa, it's not my boat.
Sasa what?
Sasa what? Sazerac.
Sazerac.
So there's Sazerac Rye. It's made in New Orleans. It's now owned by Buffalo Trace because, you know, they own everything.
Yeah, they own everything. Yeah.
So you're going to get a little licorice-y flavor from the absinthe.
It's got some licorice from the
absinthe. Yeah, yeah, it's got a heavy absinthe.
I remember a couple years ago, we had the Buffalo Trace guy in Victoria, and I could tell by the swagger.
They brought the pappy.
Yeah. I can tell by the swagger that, like, we are the world down there.
Yeah.
The first one I wouldn't be so happy with.
And it's 6 years.
I know.
Yeah.
I have a bottle of Drew Buey, but...
Well, you got to find the right spot to use it, right?
You touch that bottle, I'll take your hand off, right?
Yeah. I mean, the absinthe is tricky in this particular one, too, because sometimes it's if you were just making the single cocktail, you would pour the absinthe a little bit into the glass, go, and then go, yeah.
Like
why go, yeah?
Yeah.
Because,
drink it.
Yeah.
I want to see the green fairy.
I know.
Well, you say, yeah, I made it into the glass.
That's the Queen of New Westminster.
This is really
broke down the other day. That's the green fairy.
I thought they shut that place down.
No, that was when you shut it down.
Can I see the recipe?
You sure can.
And I'll photograph it.
Yeah, photograph it. Put it on your Instagram.
So it's so I mean, you might want to
save it for myself. So who? Oh, and it's right next to the Singapore sling.
Yeah, take a photo.
So do we have?
Yes, it's very cocktail-y, isn't it?
Going for a cocktail. What it tastes like?
Yeah, Colin, I think you should do the Whiskey Club webpage or something.
This is that. Yeah, it's not too sweet.
We do need a White Rock Whiskey Club Instagram.
Or something,
I think this is supposed to have a lemon.
Well, Brian's a photographer, so he really should take the pictures.
No, but I mean, the town
that's why we had the lemon,
table,
right?
There's enough, you know,
it could be. It could be that you smartly twist a strip of lemon peel over the surface of the drink.
I'll give you the login.
In true Gentleman of Elegant Leisure tradition, Fred forgot ingredient. You didn't put the twist of lemon in it.
That's why I had the original.
I know. I think you shouldn't have mentioned it on the other drink, and it threw him right off his game.
A good cross-marketing tactic.
You proved the
I wouldn't worry about it.
The world
they're
is
not, they're not complaining. But
they're almost done.
But if you want to,
I'll try one.
I'll go, Craig, you told me you cut
you're doing fine without
down.
Joining it.
Well, is this mine?
I should be joining you, yes.
You don't have any more left to pour in. anyway, right?
I'm glad the
yes, I do.
This will be baby steps towards it.
Baby steps.
David, would you like to try another one with a twist of lemon in it? Because in true Fred fashion, he forgot an ingredient.
Wow. Oh. I only hear about forgotten ingredients on the podcast.
But you, I know. No, now you've seen
it's
it.
It's a real thing.
It's a thing that actually happens.
No. There's another line to the recipe.
Oh, it's on the next page.
In the forgotten cocktail section.
That's right. Oh. In book two.
That's why there's 2 books.
That's right.
I hate two-page recipes.
I only have three.
I like cooking.
It's funny because we were talking the other day that our other co-host, Dave, often poo-poos because we seem to be sort of unprofessional. And we said, we've never said that we're professional in this, in any way, shape, or form.
Dave is in either Hawaii or California. Do you want a little more?
I want a little more of that to balance out the...
You
need some more?
What's that?
Do you need a little...
Well, this is all lemony.
Okay.
It should be. It's got a lemon in it.
That's right.
Why are you surprised?
That's right. If it was meaty, I would be concerned about that.
This tastes a lot like a pork chop. That's then you're drinking out of the wrong glass.
Just a twist of pork chop.
Was I supposed to look at something in here?
No, I don't know. Well, I'll just go with whatever.
Oh, I missed.
I'm happy with whatever you spicy ones. Yeah, the hot Sicilian. Put a check mark by the hot Sicilian.
Okay. Well, you know, we're gonna come there and start.
Feature my dog.
That's right.
It would be okay. But just throw it in like this, the little tube of lemon.
Yeah, that's a full-size lemon twist in a baby-sized cocktail.
Well, they want to, well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still like the Sazerac cocktail.
Yeah, if you want to see it on a menu.
I would pay $20 for this at some American bar.
You will. That's right, or even in a Canadian bar, you might pay $20 for
it. That would pay what...
Then what I'll do, if you were a 23-year-old, you can have
Elijah Craig
reverse that.
Yeah, sure.
What did he pay for a 23-year-old Elijah Craig in Houston?
$100 US
for an ounce or an ounce and a half.
I like the
wow. Do you still have it in your mouth, the Elijah Craig that you bought? Or...
I'm saving it.
I keep a little down here.
So if you say yes,
I realize only ordering 1 ounce.
Yeah, no, free pouring at home is a whole different thing.
It lasted far too short, but I think in the baby sips.
I have
just
to say
it
all.
That thing last, wow, it was amazing.
I tend to mix drinks in a beer glass.
Where did you
think of
it? It was at a place called.
I respect that.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say, I got to keep talking. Thank you, people, for tuning in, by the way.
We'll edit it a little tighter, maybe.
Oh, no. This is they like the free form.
Well, that's true. They do. Well, we might have to wrap this thing up anyway, right?
Oh, no. We got another half hour to go.
No, we're going to get
36 minutes. What are you talking about?
We'll play easy listening music. I've been working on some numbers, so I figured I would be able to put that out there.
Perfect.
What we should have done is we should have really come in here and maybe hugged that.
Your wife would have killed
when
you.
When you say that, you will do the auto-level thing.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Should we get a vote on what people liked? I think we know what people liked, but I think it's going
to
be happy, right?
Yeah. Everybody's on their phone.
So we get a pepperoni.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The same quadrant.
Oh, they're synchronizing their Instagram accounts.
They don't need both of those.
I post vacation photos, so.
Yeah, all right. Without the lemon?
See?
That's why I did it that way.
I did post
that. Probably ate with it.
Because that one has had the twist happen already, but then I put more on top of it. So ideally, that should have come out. Is that any less lemony or still lemony?
She's on this.
What's the lemony?
No carbs.
It's less, but it still has
it. I think I liked it without the lemon as well.
Whiskey has zero carbs.
See?
Is there any degree of soap?
Less soap?
Once the soap enters, it's all soap.
We've all seen Christmas Story. We know once it's in there.
So who liked the Rusty Nail more? Anybody?
Rusty Nail.
Only three.
The Rusty Nail with Lefroy.
And the lemon.
Oh, no, she had the lemon garnish. First version. Yep. You had the Rusty Nail with the
She had a version.
I like the Lafroy with the lemon. 1.0 and 2.0.
Like
I know.
Burgers, right?
I feel like I'm being converted.
So she liked the she liked the lemon.
Right before you. This
is a big moment.
So you're gonna have to get one of these channel knives
and a bottle of Drambuie.
A bottle of Drambuie.
So precious.
Yep. And so three liked the Rusty Nail. So five preferred the cocktailness of the Sazerac.
Absolutely.
Or yes. Or you didn't like, you just prefer plain scotch.
Nope. Well,
the cocktail. Yes.
Right, the cocktailness, yes. The sophistication
yep.
of it.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Well said.
Perhaps a nicer glass next time?
Well, this is the finest plastic we could afford.
Yes.
And we are outside.
We are operating on
the deck,
this isn't Crescent Beach, for God's sake.
Fuck you, Jason.
Oh, wow.
But it is White Rock.
That's right. Now here's
and
another.
It's not so Surrey calling itself White Rock. It's actually White Rock.
And then another weird little question here, because we really like both the drinks, right? There's not a bad drink of the bunch.
No. Have a little bit of
reservations about Drambuie.
Some did not like Drambuie.
So you wouldn't
like
have
constipation in.
You wouldn't have the Sazerac before dinner, and then after dinner enjoy the sweetness of the Drambuie.
Is it a dessert drink?
The Rusty Nail drink?
Over ice cream?
Of the Sazerac?
Sure, sure.
There you go.
All right.
Sazerac 5,
yep.
Rusty Nail 3. When you get home, try to make a Rusty Hammer. Our recipe is on the website.
And Rusty Hammer?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we all met
from last week?
Yeah, the drink we invented live on the air.
Oh, right.
No.
Before.
No. Yeah, you got to listen to the shows, Freddie.
No. Oh, God. All of them?
All of them. There's only 55.
Oh, God.
Some of them are short.
Yeah. Like this one?
That's right. That's it. We're going to wrap this baby up. Thank you, White Rock Whiskey Society, again.
Yes, thank you. Not their real name.
Not their real name. That's right.
We're not ready for prime time drinking.
The Delta Whiskey Society.
That's right. It's the East Beast Rum Council. Rum Council. Think of them only as the rum East Beach Rum Council.
Jeez, I was just here for massage.
If you enjoyed your massage,
check out our podcast links. They'll be at the end of the thing. Go to our Instagram page, cocktailpodcastmassage.com. And then check out all the people that like our Instagram.
Sure, all seven of them.
Yeah, because Colin likes ours, but he's got a private thing. But you can contact him.
Yes.
Oh, look, he's digging right into his gigantic phone. No, Colin has the biggest phone of anybody here.
No, it's not a phone. It's a television.
Oh. It's either a very small...
I've already forwarded it. And Karina, during the podcast, has liked the Instagram page.
Wow.
And
there we go.
It. You've gained a follower.
We've gained a follower right here.
Right now.
That's live.
Just that easy.
On tape.
Objects and closer and bigger than they seem.
Now, how often does everybody here go out someplace and get a drink?
Well, we came here.
Right, but like a restaurant or a bar, an establishment.
Once a month.
My wife won't let me. There's no value to it.
Four
Good
five
point.
Times a week.
Right. And when you do go out 4 or 5 times a week, or whenever your wife allows, are you all gentlemen and gentle ladies of elegant leisure? Do you all do what we're required to do?
Tip
your server well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tip your server well.
That's right.
I'm serving tonight.
We all say.
I go to self-serve places, so yes. Yes, well, I tip myself well.
Good for you.
In Russia, you're on your own, white man.
But wouldn't it be funny if we all said at the same time, tip big, to wrap up the show?
Tip big.
Tip big? One, two, three.
Tip big.
Or stay home.
Not better.
Sage advice.
Or stay home. I do 20%.
And he didn't I
but
didn't.
But I got to walk by this.
Yeah, yeah, I can't tell if that's stereo or not, though, because it looks pretty even. Like, oh, this is different here, isn't it?
Yeah. When you have the car,
baby steps. So, yeah, so she said, may jump out of the car.
So, yeah, so it's recording in stereo.
She's got that down pat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
A few bits of English.
You know, the security to get out the car.
Should we start?
We could.
Want 10 seconds of silence?
No, so you know where Tenjin is?
I thought that was the neatest thing, right?
So well,
how do we know when we're
on the
bridge? When the episode started.
Right across the bay?
We'll know when we, the band, when we decide. You know,
west or east.
Have we got everything to
bay.
Go?
I think on so.
The
we got
there's a, band, there's a bay and a point.
I got a beer.
And then North Korea.
I got a beer.
That point.
I got a mixing glass.
Me too.
I got ice right over here.
Oh, that's all.
So it's apparently kind of a seaside resort. There's a huge English Institute there. Right? They have a quasi-famous fashion annual thing there.
I brought a lemon. You know, you brought a lemon.
I brought a backup lemon.
I don't think I'll be back there anytime.
No, she was a...
All right.
She was a whole seafood wholesaler.
This is all being recorded, so, you know. You know. If you're... Don't admit to anything or identify yourself.
Okay, so everybody's out.
No PIN numbers, also.
So, Madam X...
Oh, yeah. We're fancy folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Nothing but the finest.
Yeah.
Right? So, oh, mine says Canadian Club on it.
But you got the little... You got the finger guard.
It was funny when I was...
Mine's a giveaway one.
For free, then, eh?
Park
in this
awesome
yeah.
Promotional pitch.
We're hoping for sponsorship.
I only use swag.
Was it attached to a Texas Mickey CC?
It was attached. It was in a box with a bottle of CC.
Okay.
Out in front of them.
And this?
With their stats.
Ooh.
Is that upside down? Nope, oh, Canadian Club. Well, the 100% rye. It was advertised in 100% rye.
Oh, which we have.
Oh, look at that.
Last time I saw that, it was in the doctor's hand.
Is that the green one?
I like
the
your doctor. No. This one won't work.
They hook up their children.
What's oh funny goodness. Is...
What
kind of doctor are you going to?
I don't know. He drank
her visa last year.
Yeah.
She, now,
Dave,
like, you know,
when he gives you that
said,
shot,
it's
he'll want you to
over.
Bend over
like,
and
I want
cough.
You to know that if you're going home, I'm coming to
he'll say, this is
going to
hurt you more than me.